Come on.
M-E-T-H-O-D, man. No?
If I can't the Method Man.
Are you trying to save us? This is your daring rescue. Just gonna come in here. Your Wu-Tang? That's what you thought was gonna happen?
Interruption card.
Chilling with Villains, the podcast. I am your host, Gary the Villain, in the building. My co-host, Mr. Smith.
Yeah.
And the think tank in the house.
Hello.
That dude, Nick.
What's going on?
And Jess Villeman is out of town.
Because of the
like, yeah, we're fresh. This thing is too much echo. Okay, that sounds better. You like that? Yeah, you like that. You like that. All right. Shout out to Kareem Reed on SoundCloud.com and Reams on the Keys on Instagram. Shout out to Khadijah.R on Instagram. And if you haven't listened to it already, Reams on the Keys got an EP that came out. Nice. PM. Check that out on Spotify. Check that out on SoundCloud.
Very nice.
You know what I mean? We're doing things big.
Big around here.
Look at this new setup. I feel bougie as hell. Look at this. We got this like, microphone.
That's what we're saying. We where's hair and makeup? Hair and makeup.
That's what we do. Hair and makeup.
That's what we do.
I mean, I got the fresh dude and shit.
That's what I'm saying, guys.
You know what I mean?
Some Belle Biv DeVoe in this bitch.
Belle Biv DeVoe!
You know, that girl's poison, you know?
Poison.
Are you getting out of my mind?
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know we're back.
Yeah.
You know, I'm back. Chilling Villains, the podcast. That's the right thing. Now we got Nick on the soundboard. Yeah. Got a little soundboard going on. The sounds are limited.
Yeah, but we're going to do our best.
For now.
For now. Yeah. We're going to expand the library as we go along. But right now, Nick, show them something. Give us a sound. Any sound.
Okay, cool. Well, here's one sound.
Just me laughing.
Here's a good one.
Now do Super DJ. Alright, introduce to the stage. Put your hands together, fellas, for Mystic.
That's good. All you need is that little right.
See, that's what we're messing with right now.
That's a couple of examples of what we're
gonna do. We got the new lighting. Now you can see all the mistakes in our faces. What? Got all quiet. What?
The mistakes in our faces. There's a lot of mistakes with this face, I'm telling you.
It's called uniqueness.
That's what you call ugly people? That's what you call uniqueness?
No, it's called Canadian. You guys are lumberjacks.
We look like lumberjacks. I think I got like hipster lumberjacks.
You actually match your can.
Yeah. That we won't be showing the name. Because you're not paying.
Oh, yeah. Nice thumb work.
Oh, wow.
So how you guys been? It's been a long break, man. The holidays pass, New Year's pass.
Yeah.
Valentine's Day pass.
Well, fuck that.
Fuck that. Tell you, I hang with some of the saltiest people on the planet. I ain't even playing. Christmas, Valentine's Day. Oh, go fuck yourselves. I don't want to. But when it comes to Halloween, yeah!
You know what I mean? Like, about me like that. Yeah, I know you're talking about me.
A little bit.
I ain't salty. I'm a realist.
I didn't mean like salt, like salty per se.
You don't take Gary seriously. I don't.
You should never do that.
Yeah, I know.
Never take me seriously.
Well, sometimes we have to.
Sometimes, but
well,
most
you could
of the time,
tell.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I spent most of this time working on this studio. I've been like on hiatus. This whole time, nobody see me or
yeah,
heard
I've seen
of me
you,
for a minute.
Maybe a couple times.
You know, how I spent my New Year's. You know, how I spent my New Year's. I dismantled my laptop and put it back together.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Like that was something fun to do. Keep at it. Yeah, yeah. But 10 years ago, I would have wasted.
Yeah, you know, for real.
Getting earrings taken out of my ear and shit.
Yep.
Comatose.
Reserve used to be my excuse for that.
Just get wasted. Blind drunk.
Wasted.
Damn straight.
Yeah, I love this guy. Damn straight.
He's a sound effect in himself.
Yeah, for real. No, seriously, like, nowadays, don't do nothing.
You
know? I look forward to just staying home.
That's
really.
You're getting up there in age. Now you just look forward to, I can't wait till I get home.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And go to sleep.
Dude, now I'm going home and falling asleep.
Yeah.
Like, as soon as I get home.
Like, you have no choice.
Yeah.
Right? Like, your body's like, nah, we're going to sleep.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's like, yo, I just want to finish this.
I look at my phone and my brain is like, yeah, fuck you. I'm hitting the pillow.
Yeah, just gone.
Yeah.
Nah, that's it. You want to stay awake? Nah.
Dude, I caught myself going to bed at 7:30 p.m.
Damn.
And getting up at 8, sleeping like 12 hours and shit.
Oh, wow.
Going to pee 4 times.
It's like, hey, you all right?
Yeah. I love it. Fuck it.
This guy, I love it. Let me get paid for this.
Yo, for real.
Didn't they have, like, links put out somewhere where, like, you can get paid to sleep? Was it NASA giving that out?
It was actually in Mexico. There was a mattress store that had just came out with the sleeping contest to show that their mattresses are so comfortable, you can sleep anywhere, any time of the day. And whoever was able to sleep the most got, like, I think $500,000 and a new mattress.
Sign me up.
You should totally enter that contest, man.
Yo, sign me the fuck up. Money,
this guy's like, where's the pen?
Where is it for real?
I will sign.
Exactly.
Where's the pen? I already do it before I sign.
He's like, can I do this online?
I would take the sleep apnea test on purpose.
Just for that?
Just to sleep.
Just to sleep.
Want to record me sleep? All right.
Sure, let's do this.
I'll be a bed model. Go for real.
Put the mask over your head, like that helmet. Like you're climbing into a fighter jet.
We're in our 15, mister. Okay, we're about to shoot. Okay.
I got a
lock target. Fire.
Sorry for making fun of the Air Force, but we did it anyway.
Make fun of anyone.
Yeah, just to let you guys know.
no one's safe.
Just this is a mini disclaimer, right? Okay, because we used to be very apologetic before. We say irresponsible stuff, but we gotta, like, be responsible a little bit. This is the only time you're gonna hear us say sorry. Sorry. The rest of the year, we're gonna say stuff you might not want to hear. We don't mean it because it's entertainment, you know? You know, if you're going to take it all sensitive and shit, just go somewhere else.
Yeah, there's no sensitivity around here.
Why do all that?
It's a waste of time.
We're here to make you laugh.
That's exactly it.
If we can.
That's right.
I mean, we try. Orders random laughter in the background. So New Year's Eve, nobody did anything.
It's cold.
It's cold as shit.
That day it was. It was cold. Fucking cold.
Well, speaking of the weather, what's up with the snow removal, man?
I know. Yeah.
All the ice everywhere. Terrible. What's up with this? The sidewalk's full up with ice,
man. It's atrocious, man. Absolutely. It's a joke. You shouldn't be walking in the middle of every street in fucking the city.
7 days they said they were going to take to remove everything. 7 days.
I don't know, I just feel they were more on point last year, right?
Dude, you usually...
I feel so.
Remember, do you remember when we were younger, like, going to high school? It was, like, 4 days. And we had snowstorms like this. Like, 4 days.
Cleared up.
Now, it's, like, 7 days?
They're
not even salting the sidewalks or nothing.
I don't attribute it to laziness. I think it's just maybe, I don't know.
Money issues, money? Probably?
Could be, but it's like, you don't need to... You shouldn't have to break your neck, basically, to go outside your house every day. Like, street.
Yeah, it's a hazard.
Yeah, it's a death trap for anybody.
I'm surprised I'm still getting mail.
You know what? You know what's crazy? It's not even me, really. I feel bad for the people, like the seniors. You know, everyone gets older.
Yeah.
It's a known fact.
Of course, I guess it's a known fact. Most people make it.
Yeah, but the thing is, they walk with a cane. They barely could walk. Imagine on ice, like, what, they're gonna walk on the road, dude? No, they can't dodge a car.
The older you get, the more of a prisoner you are in your own surroundings. Like, you can't move, you can't do anything, especially in a storm like this. If they don't clear the street, you're screwed.
Yeah, I can barely get down the street, man. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
I have to walk in the street, you can't walk on the sidewalk.
Just walking here today, I had to walk on the street.
Crazy.
Imagine a senior walking, you know, I feel bad for them because they don't deserve that.
And you got all these states in America talking about snowpocalypse.
Yeah, okay, welcome to our world.
Wow, oh yes, you had some snow.
You had some snow. All right.
But I heard Hawaii had snow.
Yeah.
Yes!
For real?
Yes.
Yes!
I do not feel sorry for them.
Crazy.
I don't. Do you? I don't. No. They got snow. Big
they're
fucking
not used to it, eh? Now all their crops is gonna be fucked up. Our pineapples ain't gonna be right. Everything's gonna be fucked.
They have the longest streak of sunshine in weather history.
That's very, very true.
We're talking about maybe like 94 days straight of
sun. The only
thing
I'm worried about that is that just shows the world is fucking ending.
That's the message to the new year. The world is ending. This is it.
Guy, Hawaii getting snow? Are you serious?
Some wild shit.
That's some crazy
shit. Now I'm gonna find locusts in my boxer drawers, guy. Like, okay. That's what's gonna happen.
Oh, volcanoes erupting in Montreal.
Guy.
We don't have any.
Yeah, we're actually sitting on a volcano, supposedly.
I heard that's a
dormant
myth.
One. No, it's a dormant one.
Is it a myth? Is it dormant? What's up with that?
Mount Royal was rumored to be one for like a Ice Age, like a long last time ago. I don't know how true it is, but
because how the hell we build on a volcano?
You could build anything on a volcano.
Won't it like fuck up the tectonic plates and make it go? Because
there's actually
you know
Hawaii
big a tectonic
houses.
Plate is
not really.
It's huge.
It's bigger than a continent.
Oh,
that's okay. For sure. Or some of them are, I guess.
There's actually houses on Hawaii volcanoes.
Oh,
yeah. They purposely build their houses.
There's villages and all that shit.
Doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
Because you know why they don't want to get away from general public. They don't like the cops.
Well, that makes sense.
You know? It does make sense, because who likes cops?
Here we go. Yo, Fanny. Shout out to Fanny. She's here. She's saying, my aunt got snow in Oregon. She was thinking about moving to Florida. She left MTL because she could not stand the snow. Snow follows you everywhere, man.
Yeah.
How's the sound, Fanny?
Yeah, does it sound good? Is there an echo? Can you give us some feedback? Feedback.
Yeah.
No pun intended.
Uh-huh.
Yep, she said the mic sounds nice.
Nice.
Yeah, man,
thank
it's
you.
Been a minute. It's been a minute.
This is super crazy.
And she also said nice setup.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Whew. It was tough.
It was.
And it's just like some of it. It's going to get better.
Mad credit. Yeah, I got a story for y'all, funny story. Just one quick funny story.
Because I know you've been wanting to tell me this story. You okay. Called me in the middle of the night.
Okay. No, it was midnight.
Midnight
yeah.
Is the middle of the night.
For some people, that's the middle of the night.
Yeah, but you, that's early.
Yeah, for me, it's the evening.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, 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 but I'm just saying.
Okay.
For the norms.
It's just a short one. Don't worry.
You just have to tell this one.
Okay. I'm going to take a cab outside my apartment building. But I'm inside, you know, the doorway.
You're
getting
between the door to the outside and the door to the inside.
Yeah, yeah. And this big gangster-looking dude comes in.
Okay, well, gangster, what do you mean? He's just bigger than you?
He's huge.
You saying that because he's black?
No. He just looked like all decked out, like gold glasses, you know, boom, you know? Like, Biggie. Biggie.
Okay.
But yo, I'm holding this pram. Okay.
Okay, hold on. You call it a pram?
Yes.
Okay. Does anybody know what a pram is?
A fart.
All right. That was quick. Thank you, class. Thank you for paying attention.
Yeah,
he's holding a fart.
Yeah, I'm holding this fart.
Like, it's cramping up your stomach.
Yo, I'm telling you, and I saw this motherfucker, and I'm like, oh shit.
And you wanted to let it out, but then he pops in the picture,
exactly.
And you're like, damn.
And I'm like, he comes in, but I already let it go.
Already pre-released. This mixtape was already
yo,
on the streets.
And I smelled it, and it almost made...
Because that was going to overpower your voice.
Yeah, don't hit on his punches.
Yeah.
Go in between the punches.
Yeah.
Oh, my bad. And so, I'm smelling this shit, and it's making me want to vomit. But, yo, this guy go dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee, ringing his boy on the fucking Tron, you know? And he's like, I hear him go, and he just looks at me, and he's talking to his boy. He's like, yo, guy, let me in, guy, let me in. He's like, yo, guy, come on. And I'm there fucking trying not to laugh. And I'm like, yo, guy. He's like, yo, let me in, guy, let me in. This big-ass fucking gangster dude's like, yo, running for my life.
Yeah, because you trapped him in a shit gas chamber.
And that's what I'm saying. I'm like, yo, try not to laugh. Yo, I run outside, and I was peeing myself laughing so fucking hard.
This guy's getting inhaled, murdered.
Guy. Yo, like, guy, it was like a gas chamber, guy, I'm telling you. I felt like that German guy, okay, you're gonna die today.
I'm telling you, people, in life, always have a fart joke ready.
Yeah, that's very true.
Always.
Oh, that was fucking you must have hilarious. A fart joke.
That's gonna smell like ass for at least 20 minutes.
See that?
Better?
Yeah, because farting is normal.
It's a normal function,
it's
yo.
It's part of life.
But the thing is, with the medication I take, man, I could fart on command.
I feel when somebody farts in front of you, that's a rite of passage. That's now you guys are close. You know what I mean?
We're friends.
Now we're friends for real. You know what I mean? Like, you fart we're around friends. Me, you don't give a fuck? Damn, it's good. I'm privileged. Yeah. I feel honored.
Especially, you know, you're right with a girl if she farts in front of you and laughs.
Yeah. And laughs? That's a keeper.
Yeah, that's a keeper, yeah. That's
cool. She farts and laughs?
Yeah.
Of course. She farts and tries to, like, that wasn't me. Man, you stink. She tries to blame it on you?
No, I just don't like it when they put it in, like, when they sit on you and they're lactose intolerant. Yeah, oh, yeah. And they fart and it just goes up into your nose and shit. That's fucking gross.
Well, you talk about doing one of them,
flagellant shit.
Them sexual, them Kama Sutra movies.
No. Just like she's sitting in your just lap watching a show. And
like fart hit the top of
it. And yo, I'm telling you guys, and I was like, I was about to puke all over your back and shit.
Oh my goodness.
Because yo, those lactose intolerant farts smell like acid.
There you go.
I'm telling you. If someone's something tolerant, don't let them sit on you. I'll be like, yo, did you shit this morning?
Right. Did you shit this morning? You almost sound like a West Indian parrot right there. It's like, you shit this morning.
You shit your drawers, boy. Do you have Latirax?
Latirax. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. A little short one. Okay, I'm good with that.
Oh, wow.
So Tekashi 6ix9ine. You guys remember him? Little rainbow.
Unfortunately, yeah.
Snitching. Tekashi 6ix9ine.
That sounds so German.
6ix9ine?
Yeah, you know. Snitch, no!
No.
Yeah, he's all over the internet.
Yeah, he's snitching.
He snitched on everybody.
Yeah, man, Rico pulled him in.
Well, dude, he was facing big time years, though.
Yeah, he's been in jail forever. 47 years? Snap.
That's why he's snitching like crazy. He wants to cut it down to half.
He's going to come out at 69.
Burnt.
And he's going to get fucked in his... I'm 69 positions.
So okay, let's not talk about that.
Okay, that's just...
No. Come on, my bad, sir.
No. Talk about lobotomy and rape and shit.
Yeah, it's 9 federal charges, racketeering, conspiracy, firearms, offenses, drug trafficking. The plea deal will have the rapper to snitch on his crew and himself as well. He has to say all the crimes that he did as well with them. And he has to promise to no further commit any other crimes with this plea deal, and he will go into witness protection.
So, okay, he'll be scot-free.
Basically.
If he cooperates.
Fully cooperates, and he has to promise not to further commit any crimes.
So he's basically the kingpin from Daredevil
in season 3.
If you guys didn't see it. Sorry.
Yeah. Seen it.
Yeah, so witness protection. And also, he has to provide any documents. Like, if he has pictures of illegal activity, he has to give that in as well.
Well, all them gun pictures. Well, just search his Instagram.
All the evidence is there.
Unless it's all water guns he's holding. I don't know.
But he's what out of bail now. How stupid is that, so. Though?
No, why would he do that on Instagram?
But that's what these kids do, man. Like they, I have to post what I'm doing that is
my
super
crimes
reckless.
On Instagram.
Yeah, that's how a lot of these guys are. You didn't hear about this girl that threw a chair off a balcony
in
posted
Toronto,
it?
Yeah.
Was it Toronto?
She's trying to say it was peer pressure.
Just threw it off a balcony. Just took it.
Yo, that would kill chair someone.
Yeah.
And they posted it. And now she's facing some jail time.
That's like attempted murder almost.
They
yeah,
threw it down to, I think it was
or
a highway under
manslaughter.
Her, right?
Yeah, that's.
There's a bunch of crimes you could attach to that automatically.
Just not smart.
Disturbing the peace, attempted murder.
It's one thing you're doing something
crap.
Stupid, but now it's documented.
For real. On fucking video.
You do something stupid, do something stupid.
That's, no,
wrong,
that's
but
stupidity.
Don't, but don't affect, when it affects other people, then that becomes a problem. When you're trying, you know?
Yeah, no, I'm not gonna. Yeah. We could all agree what she did was dumb as fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
she just piled on that. By filming it and posting it.
Here, take evidence.
Take the evidence. No police work needed.
Here's the crime.
You know,
here you go.
The cops are just sitting there by the computer.
Enter.
Oh, we got a tip.
Guy, we don't even have to freaking interview her. You'd be like, you're under arrest. Boom,
so
boom, boom.
So you want to say you didn't do it? I'm gonna cut laughing at her. You gotta say it.
I'll be like, I'll just take my phone out. I'll be like, well, hate to tell you, you're all over this fucking video, you dumbass.
Exactly.
No, for real, that's just stupidity. You know, like you know, you see the gangster movies, and they say the quietest person in the room is the smartest and most dangerous person in the room. The so loudest so. Motherfucker is the dumbest person in the room, and will get caught.
Yeah. You're shouting. You're already
and
snitching.
You know, like, going video, that's even worse than talking. You know what I'm saying?
I'm on the way to the precinct. You talking in the cop car.
That's what I'm saying.
You know, like...
You for real. Cuff me, please.
So come on, man.
Yeah, you know, like, that's... Wow.
But this boy is snitching to save his life. I mean... The crew he was hanging with was robbing him. Let's just not overpass that. Like, there's an interview that he had with the Breakfast Club where he says, put it out there. Try to be vague about it. Try to not say any names. But he's basically not getting the money he was supposed to get. And his whole organization was robbing him. And was plotting to kill him. That's what he was saying, right?
Yeah, so along those lines. Yeah.
Along those lines. If I might be wrong, but go ahead, fact check me. I don't give a fuck. But... So, to save his own life, he's going to snitch on the whole organization. Now, is that right? Us here, with the 30s, with the no snitching rule. It's like, come on.
I don't
no
know.
Snitching.
Like,
it's a slippery slope. On
this I know,
these
but
dudes
I
tried
think,
to kill you, man.
Yeah.
Like,
but I think putting it out into, like, you know, the general public is not very smart, you know, because...
Well, it's going to get put out there anyway.
Oh, wow.
Well,
I mean, it was already out there, and they were writing it off, I guess, as his image.
Like, yeah,
his
it might get leaked. Image. It might, yeah, you're right. It will get leaked eventually, but you're just making it easier to get leaked, though. Like, you know, like, it's like, here, I'm telling you what I'm doing.
Yeah,
I'm a big snitch. You know, like.
But yeah, if it gets leaked out, that's fine. But don't like.
Yeah, you know, that's not your fault.
Just be like, you know what.
Yeah.
It's going to happen, but if you don't say anything, then it's going
to
be like...
If you're talking to authorities, like the cops and everything else, and, you know, FBI, whatever it is, and it gets leaked, well, that's really not your fault, you know? But if you're going on the fucking radio station, internet, then okay. You're just being an idiot.
Okay, now let's just say, okay, he made the mistake, cool. What's his way out? What's the alternative? What's his way out of this?
Well, you said
okay,
witness protection, right?
He's in over his head. He was warned about it before. Didn't listen. Now he's in over his head.
I think he's kind of screwed. He's an entertainment. Like, he's in entertainment. Everybody knows his face. Like, they're going to see him anywhere, and they'll be like, oh, that's 6ix9ine.
Well, he'll shave his head. And
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, that's probably the only thing. Facial surgery is probably one of the things maybe that could help him.
Get a sex change.
Oh, wow. That is going extreme, Noah.
But like, that Tekashi could... 96. Just flip it.
Oh, my God. That's fucking
I don't know. You gotta do something. Right?
Yeah, but you know you could switch on the 69. Doo-doo.
Oh, Shusei, you stay 69. That's Shusei. Yeah. Shusei.
You know, you could switch it both ways. You know,
no, he's in over his head. He doesn't know what to do. Young man in this
too many business. Videos, though. Like, he was like... I remember I saw one video. He was giving his mother money for her birthday. Or her grandmother. I think it was his grandmother or mother. And he was showing all that. And, like, he was just digging out wads of cash, you know? Like,
shout out to Veronica. Just saying that. But, yeah, he's giving out wads of cash.
Like, to his... I think it's his grandmother or his mother. And he was just showing that on a video. Which I can understand you're doing something nice for your family. But showing people that you have, like, that much money. It's not, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but, like, it's hip-hop. If hip-hop was an entity, okay? if you could ball up hip-hop and turn it into DNA, I think it would be Tekashi 6ix9ine. Boastful, ignorant, loud... Like, careless.
Do you think he's a good
having
artist?
Fun with life, like...
Yeah, I think one thing with him, he's a free spirit, which I respect him for that. I listen to his music, and he's wild.
He's wild. He's out of this world.
Like, he's wild.
His style kind of reminds me of Onyx.
Mystical,
you know what I mean? So I'm not hating on the type of music. His attitude towards people, how he trolls and stuff like that, that's going to be a problem at repping a certain lifestyle that you don't. Really follows also bad news.
Okay, I
want to
ask you, what do you think the problem what he's doing?
The problem with what he's doing now, like snitching?
No, it's not snitching.
Or
like,
his whole
like what he, got where, into where that? To where he went wrong? Yeah, exactly.
He went wrong, like I just said, trolling.
Trolling. Okay.
You troll the wrong people.
Okay. No, because I just wanted to put you in one perspective.
Yeah, like don't go like getting mouthy with people you know that'll.
He was trying to, you know what, that's why 50 Cent liked him, because 50 Cent, he's, like, one thing about 6ix9ine I give him respect for, he's not afraid to speak his mind.
Yeah.
You know, and I give him credit, he has the balls to talk, but you gotta control what you say sometimes. Like you said, we have things that we can't go crazy on when we're on this podcast.
There you go. And even 50, the things that he did in his career,
kind of went
say
overboard a little
were
bit too,
overboard,
you know?
But in some way strategic.
Yeah.
It's made more money for both parties.
Yes, sir. You said it.
Right?
More money.
Yeah, he did a lot of these things for a reason.
Look at the first song he did. He got robbed. Like,
how to rob.
He went right after all the big MCs. You know what I'm saying?
Just to get a reaction. That's
like Big Pun. Yeah. He went after Big Pun. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's kind of mockingly. Mockingly, you know, like going after Big Pun. Yeah,
you can never catch me, son.
No, but then you hear Pun's reply to that song.
Yeah.
Before he passed
away. Yeah, but we're talking. Yeah, but that doesn't matter. That was like a cliff note. He wants that shit. He wants you to answer back to him because he knows he's getting to you.
That's very true.
And once he got you,
yeah,
then there you go.
That's what the problem with Ja Rule. Ja Rule, he went too deep into it. You should have just let him talk. Like, just let him.
You know what I'm saying? That's what we got the reputation of not being taken seriously, right? So it's like, you shouldn't clap at us. Don't clap back at us. It's a waste of time. We're not going to entertain it.
No.
Come on. We might try for fun. Yeah. I mean, why not? We tried Mel Gibson, our arch nemesis. Nemesis only because they were the only ones to clap back at us.
Yeah.
Going at us, bro.
You know what I mean? They're the only ones. Mel Gibson, of all people. Believe it or not.
It's true.
They didn't like one of our comments. It's very true.
Well, my comment.
Yeah, his.
That's life, right? Gary's like...
this is my...
The big arrow. Ding, ding.
Let me just not look over there. Yeah. But yeah. I mean, a lot of sports. I mean, there's sports going on right now. You got the NBA All-Star game?
Yeah.
For now, as we speak. I was talking with my mom just before we press record. Shout out to my mom.
She's
watching the All-Star game. I mean, that's how big it is. Like,
it's huge. It's a huge thing, man, every year.
Because I feel the NBA has become more and more popular as years went on. It looked like it was fading a little bit. Now it's made like a resurgence since these super teams and all that.
It's because also, yeah, that too. But they're more with the general public more than before. Yeah. You know, they're doing leagues.
More social stuff.
Yeah, more involved with the fans.
Yeah, NBA has their own Snapchat.
Oh, there you go.
Their own everything.
On there. Oh, she follows the Warriors.
No comment.
They're like the T-Pain song. All they do is win. The Patriots. All they
this
do
guy
is win.
His Patriots talk. That was the most boring fucking Super Bowl I've ever seen.
Yeah, this guy was texting me while I was.
They said it was like the second lowest score ever in Super Bowl history. Yeah. I was like, what was worse than 0-3 at the half?
Wow. That's pretty bad.
Nothing,
ouch.
Nothing?
God, that was
donuts?
Ouch. That was so bad.
And Rams are like the second highest, one's first highest scoring team in the league, you know?
Yeah, I mean, this is exactly how I felt about the Super Bowl.
See, shit.
That's exactly what it was.
Exactly.
It was shit. Who wants to see that?
13-3. Wow. And that Rams team could score, you know, easy to over 20.
But I want to feel bad for the Rams, but I don't because of how they got there to advance over New Orleans.
Yeah. That's not their fault. That was the ref's fault.
Yeah, I don't feel
blown
bad
call. Blown.
That was the ref's call. You seen the Saints coach after. He was talking about the ref's call, not what about the Rams. It's not the Rams' fault. It's the ref's fault.
Yeah, but like the Saints need to cool down with it too, you know. Talk about they wanted to sue and all that.
Come what?
Come on.
Were you in high school?
Yeah, I mean.
Mommy, they were mean to me.
Yeah, you know.
You play my son.
Exactly.
This guy wears a visor 24/7.
Visor?
Yeah,
the Saints coach.
Sean Payton? Guy. He's wearing a Saints. Like, he's wearing a visor all the time.
He's always going golfing.
That's what I'm saying, guy. In the winter, too, guy. Hood up, visor. Like, who wears a visor in the fucking winter?
That's stupid, man. I'm
a fucking guy.
Nick didn't know what to say. He's like, what the fuck?
I was speechless with that, man. I was like, what? No. Like, real.
But, yo, don't... They shouldn't blame, like, the Saints for... Not the Saints, the Rams for that. Fucking ref, man. He's blind as a bat.
Three-quarters of the refs are from California. 3 of the 4 refs are from California.
Okay.
And the Rams won.
He's trying to say there was a conspiracy.
Oh.
That's not...
But they were playing...
I don't know where you're going with that.
Yeah, I know.
I'm just saying, it's like, you can't have three referees in the same state as one of the representatives.
Maybe.
In the conference championship.
I could see that. I could see that.
Half two from New Orleans and half two from California.
Why don't you just get refs from different countries?
Or exactly. Even that.
From Helsinki or something.
and Azerbaijan or something.
You know what I mean? For the ref from Abu Dhabi.
Wow, Gesundheit. What the fuck was that?
What the fuck was Abu Dhabi? Yeah.
No, what he said.
I have no idea how I came up with that.
Yo, that was like, I was about to ask you to spell that. But yeah, that was like one of the, he said it live, that was one of the worst Super Bowls ever.
Yeah, you can't take it back. Sat through that. No, never again.
Patriots will take it though.
Yeah.
It's a win.
Now Brady's like Thanos.
Oh, wow.
He's got like 6 rings now.
I know, huh? Bastard.
Take out half the NFL.
Exactly. That's what we do, man.
Oh,
this guy, that's what we do. Here.
Oh, here we go.
Never walk into my home again with the Patriots hat. Ever again.
I'm not.
Don't ever do it.
Like, it's not happening.
It'll be set on fire. It'll be removed. Confiscated.
That's like 21 Savage.
What was it? Yo, 21 Savage.
Deportation.
Got deported. I don't know if you know. Okay, there's certain rappers in today's era that I don't understand why people like. And I'm sorry. I'm going to sound old right now. I don't give a fuck about that. I don't understand how anybody likes Young Thug and 21 Savage. Everybody else I get. Even a little yacht boat. What's his name? No, little Yachty. Him, yeah.
No,
yacht
terrible.
Boy. Him.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Yeah, whatever. But 21 Savage and this Young Thug, I don't get these two. Like, why? But 21 Savage, not from Atlanta. Well, he's from London.
He is actually British.
Is that
not
the guy with the monkey-colored hair
Dreads. No.
White guy?
No. Twenty-One Savage. He's a man, what's that song that he does?
I don't know any songs.
Does anybody know a 21 Savage? This song over in here, man.
Oh, Veronica says I like Mace.
You like Mace? Yeah, I'm glad how you got excited about that, but Veronica, he hasn't rapped since 2008.
Oh, I thought that was one 21 Savage.
See, you see, that's why you thought that. Yeah, see, right? See,
he was a preacher, wasn't he a preacher?
Thank you, Veronica. Okay, but like, what song by Mace though? What's your favorite song?
Welcome back.
Okay, she's not gonna tell us. Like, all right.
Okay then.
All right, cool.
You get it.
But yeah, so he was actually brought to Atlanta by his mother when he was 7 and didn't understand what visas were. His visa expired in 2006, didn't know about it, got arrested. Now he has to, like, go and, like, do his case, which can take about 3 to 4 years.
4 years. So he's...
To do a deportation case?
He's like a refugee now.
Because he's in immigration custody.
He can just do the test, right?
What test?
No, because he has a warrant for theft by deception in...
No, there is a test in some county. They do for get your, citizenship.
Oh, those exams?
Yeah.
But no, because he's in violation.
Well, yeah, because of the crimes.
He's getting due process to get sent back.
Well, it doesn't help that he did crimes. Like, yeah, you know that too.
What an idiot. What a poser.
Apparently, he didn't even know.
You know what I mean? I'm from London. I'm going to pose like a Atlanta rapper. Yeah. He sounds all nasally. That's sort of like, yeah, man. I don't get that shit. 21 Savage. 21 Dummies.
Exactly. Well, a lot of trap music, like the mumble rap and the trap music, they like to do like a rhyme and then say, like, I'm coming on the bird. Bird, you know, like they say some random name, you know what I'm saying? Well, I'm coming around third.
By the way, what? Veronica's favorite song by Mace is More Money, More Problems. Remember that?
Oh, well, yeah.
Problems. Wait, that was the original, my bad.
Who sell out in stores?